Central Time. I'm Rob Ferret.
And I'm Veronica Rickert. You're with us on the Ideas Network of Wisconsin Public Radio. Coming up on Central Time, we talk to Priscilla Presley about her upcoming visit to Milwaukee to share stories about Elvis, Graceland, and living life in the spotlight.
First, Kewaunee County residents have been dealing with contaminated drinking water for more than a decade. Assessments show that as many as 30% of private wells consistently have unsafe levels of pollutants associated often with agricultural runoff, including bacteria, high nitrate levels, or both. While not the only source, area dairy operations are widely seen as a large part of the problem.
In 2014, several environmental groups petitioned the Environmental Protection Agency on behalf of residents for a plan to correct the conditions and to provide clean drinking water to the affected households. But the EPA and the state's Department of Natural Resources have been slow to respond to what an administrative law judge has characterized as a massive regulatory failure.
Democratic U.S. Senator Tammy Baldwin of Wisconsin has been following this issue and convened a meeting yesterday of governmental representatives to press for action on behalf of residents whose drinking water has been impacted. She joins us now. Senator Baldwin, thanks for taking the time.
My pleasure.
Well, what happened at this meeting yesterday?
Well, this was an opportunity to bring some of the stakeholders and citizen participants in the working group that has been meeting to develop plans to address the crisis, and federal representatives. There's several federal agencies that play a role in these solutions. And so, as you note in the introduction, citizen petitioners pressed the EPA to address the Wisconsin Department of Natural Resources response in Kewaunee County and compel them to better address the groundwater contamination issues. As a result, the EPA directed DNR to improve their response, which resulted then in the establishment of a groundwater collaboration work group. Most of the subgroups submitted reports in June of this year that involve some short-term actions, longer-term actions, some assigned to local officials, some to state officials, and some to federal officials. What I really wanted to do was have representatives of these federal agencies in the room with these work group members so that they could have a conversation, identify action steps and the timetable for implementation, and ask each other questions. People are talking to each other all the time, but this was really helpful to have everyone in the same room. And so we essentially went through work group by work group, talking about the federal expectations, having a back and forth between representatives of the EPA, the U.S. Department of Agriculture, and the U.S. Geological Survey. It was very eye-opening, and I understand the frustrations with how slow this has been.
And that's been a concern for residents in Kewaunee County, that this has been taking a while. They're looking for action from someone. I don't know if people care if it's the DNR or the EPA or the USDA. Why do you get the sense that a solution to the water problems that people have been talking about for a while is so long in coming?
Well, I can give you an example that shows how cumbersome this can be. There is a federal safe drinking water law that requires polluters to remediate contaminated drinking water. However, it hasn't been invoked in the case of Kewaunee County because it only is invoked once a clear source of a pollutant has been identified. So part of the struggle has been how the testing has proceeded countywide, how they're able to pinpoint the polluters. And they haven't been able to do that yet, although that was part of our discussion yesterday, was how the federal government, in this case the U.S. Geological Survey, could work hand-in-hand with state and local officials to get a clearer idea of how and when we can invoke the Safe Drinking Water Act. In the meantime, there's still responsibility that lies on the shoulders of other actors, and there's some emergency things that need to happen. The first thing we discussed was the goal of having clean water for residents whose wells are currently contaminated. As you said, almost a third of those living on private wells are facing these problems, and it shouldn't be a burden on their shoulders to pay for solutions. This is something that we've got to move forward on. And there was an encouraging discussion, but no, what we heard yesterday, which piqued everybody's interest in the room, is that EPA is, I think, in the final stages of coming up with something that they hope will be a solution for this clean water issue in terms of providing people on contaminated wells with a source. But they weren't ready to announce it because it hadn't been finalized. But we discussed a whole host of other things that were really immediate needs in Kewaunee County.
We're talking to U.S. Senator Tammy Baldwin about water problems, contaminated wells in Kewaunee County here in Wisconsin. So you mentioned that short-term solution. Yeah, that piqued our interest, too. Headlines saying that clean water supplies were imminent, though the EPA hasn't defined what that is. How about on the longer-term front? Is there a sense that we're working toward connecting the dots, saying, okay, we've got this contamination in the wells. We think we know where it's coming from. We're going to change regulations, laws, enforcement, what, to try to get those pollutants out?
Yeah, so going back to the issue of identifying the source, because obviously you want to prevent this, not just remediate a crisis, right? So there was discussion about funding for testing. Testing is not inexpensive. It requires personnel on the ground. There was also a robust discussion about folks being out enforcing the current laws regarding spreading of manure, et cetera. There was a real interesting discussion about mapping the county. There's a unique geology in this area of Wisconsin that certainly contributes to this problem that you might not face in another county with a different type of geology. It's sort of a thin layer of topsoil on fractured rock, and so you can see how and understand how the contaminants get into the groundwater very, very quickly. And there's a robust discussion, but none of this comes inexpensively. And I heard a lot about the timetable for the next state biennial budget and how soon they can get the DNR providing more boots on the ground, if you will.
As we wrap up, you've talked to local constituents. What kind of things are you hearing from them? How are they feeling about this this water issue?
Well, certainly you can imagine it depends on who you're speaking with. And so, first and foremost, people who live, the place they call home, if they turn on the faucet and they can't trust that that water is safe to drink, safe to bathe in, safe to cook with, that's a very traumatic event. And I certainly hear those voices really in some cases quite desperate, in other cases very hopeful that by collaborating we can get solutions. But they're also, and I just have to talk about the heroes on the ground. This working group, people spent hundreds of hours, literally, over the course of well over a year, coming up with these recommendations, identifying which actors need to take steps. And so part of my role yesterday is to make sure that we are clear that these steps are being implemented in a timely fashion, where there's gaps, identifying them and seeing what we can do to close them.
Senator Baldwin, thanks a lot for being with us today.
Thank you.
That's U.S. Senator Tammy Baldwin, Democrat from Wisconsin. She joined us to talk about the ongoing concerns about contaminated drinking water and efforts to solve these problems in Kewaunee County.